Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm going to guess the answer is no before you even ask the question, Hope. It's B Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy, TJ, Hope. Intern Joe is here as well.
Yeah, I already know Hope doesn't have one. So, Billy, do you have a at-home survival kit?
Why do you think I don't have one? What's that supposed to mean?
Immediately
Are
defensive.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
No way you would have one.
Well, what is supposed to be in one? I have a first aid kit. I have a solar-powered phone charger.
You do?
Yes.
Do you have rations?
I have beans in my pantry.
That counts.
So if you were to lose power for multiple days, let's say even 2 months, you have no power.
2 months?
Maybe
longer.
Who
has enough room in their house to store food for 2 months?
Water. Food. Do you have, I don't know, a powered flashlight. Do you have anything that you need so you can survive? You and Duke.
Survive?
Okay, see, well, that's what I'm talking
about. Is it the apocalypse?
That's what I'm talking about.
I have food. I have water. If I lose power, I'm not going to lose my water access.
You know what? She is going to eat beans for a week, and then she's going to be over asking us for help.
She's going to be coming down to Canastillo. Billy, are you in these woods? Which woods are you in?
My husband is one that wants to be prepared for, I don't know.
Are we talking prepper level?
No, it's not prepper level. It is rations like military meals.
Yes. Like you have freeze-dried food?
MREs, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're from the Second World War. I don't know.
Wait,
these
did
things
he buy
are probably
these?
Boxes of old ones. Yes.
So I'm going to reference my favorite store again, Costco. They actually sold kits that were like, you know, the plastic containers that kitty litter comes in?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Think about that, but a little bit bigger. And it's just stuffed full of freeze-dried prepackaged meals that you just put water in them, hot water for most of them, and you have a meal.
Oh, I've seen those for camping, like
yes.
At Sierra Trading Post.
That's
they've had
pretty much what
food.
They are. Yep.
So I'm organizing the basement, and I've got these boxes of rations that I keep moving from corner to corner onto a table, off of a table. So I just bring up the idea. See, can I just chuck these?
Oh, you want to get rid of your emergency survival kit that you just made fun of me for not having?
It's just these rations. I'm like, we have so many of them, Hope. And he looked at me like I'm insane. He's like, are you crazy?
Your first thought was to get rid of them and not to bring them in for me, who clearly doesn't have any. You would rather throw them in the garbage.
Does he have
than
water?
Share them with your unprepared coworker.
Yes.
You have water like
not
on a shelf.
Not as much as he would like.
Because you need to have gallons and gallons of water.
I know. But who's got room to store all that? But oh yes, all of this. I have the luxury of knowing that if something happens, Steve's going to keep me alive.
Well, he can fish, he can hunt.
Like I can help him with electronics and computers and stuff. But when it comes right down to it, and we've got to eat and live off the land,
yep.
Thank God, because I know we'll be okay.
Zach Top, I Never Lie on WBEE. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope, TJ, Intern Joe, we're all here this morning.
I went out last night and I did something. And I think this would be a great Mother's Day gift idea. I had a color analysis done.
For your hair?
No, they go through and hold up different sheets of fabric up to your face to find out what colors you look best in.
Okay.
And we found out that I'm a true spring.
Okay.
My birthday's in May, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but...
Is she speaking English? I don't understand any of this.
No.
Wouldn't that be a matter of opinion, what goes best with you?
It was crazy. She was holding up the different colors to my face, and like the bags under my eyes were either like defined or they were completely gone based on the colors that she had underneath my face. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh. Someone's drinking the Kool-Aid.
That job.
Right?
Hope. TJ.
I'm a color analysis.
I believe you're a fall and you're a spring. That'll be $200.
Do you see? I see the bags under your eyes. Gone. I don't even see them anymore. You know why? Because it's pink. There's pink on you.
No, but there were colors that she was like, see, this color just looks terrible on you. And I was like, yes, it does. It does look terrible on me. And gosh. I appreciate the honesty.
So what does being a spring mean?
It means I look great in bright colors. So some of the best colors that I looked in were aqua blue, parakeet green, and lilac. You know, Rochester.
Well, right. I mean, she was born with that one.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, do you look good in yellow?
It depends on the shade. So I look better in high chroma, bright colors.
Good Lord.
What does that mean?
It means like the hue is brighter. I didn't pick a good outfit today to explain this because they told me that I look terrible in black and white, and I'm wearing black and white today because that looked comfortable. She was like, I don't think you need to get rid of everything in your closet. But as you're going through and shopping, you know, you can hold these digital swatches up and keep in mind other colors that look good. So like coral, tomato.
So this person, a woman, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. This woman, is this her full-time gig?
So she's a makeup artist.
Okay.
And then she was doing makeup for people and being like, you know, here are the colors that would look best on you. And then kind of like added in this role. So she's not the only person, you know, in Rochester in the world to do this.
I've seen it online. Like I've seen videos. I haven't like watched them, but I've scrolled past them where it looks like they're putting different colors underneath someone's face.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what something like that would run.
I went to Barbizon when I was in middle school and we did like, felt like the Walmart version of it. It's got a bunch of 13-year-old girls figuring it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I love her Barbizon stories. I'm like, Barbizon was a real thing?
Over at the abandoned hotel. It's now abandoned across from the airport.
Wow.
Have all the young
girls.
The
great music.
Guys, when TJ is rich, hopefully she'll remember us after she starts her consulting business. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy. TJ Hope, intern Joe, is here. We were just talking about Hope had a color analysis done.
Like she paid for one.
Yes.
Yeah, I went somewhere and she held up. It was a 2-hour long appointment. Held up different.
Oh, my gosh.
Swatches of fabric.
That's so much small talk.
Oh, my God. I was enamored with her speaking. She did not pause, say like or use any filler words the entire 2 hours. Like, we were 5 minutes in. I was like, she hasn't paused. She hasn't had to regather her thoughts. She hasn't tripped over her words the entire 2 hours. So well spoken.
What? And then so she sits in your home for 2 hours, charges you money to tell you what looks good on you and what doesn't. And you're like, yes, thank you. Take my money. I'm like, there's got to be other avenues that somebody wants something like this, right?
Recommendations.
Right. Like what vehicle? Like, I can come and tell you what vehicle you look good in and what vehicle you don't.
Do you know what Joe drives?
No.
You should tell him right now what kind of vehicle should Joe the intern be driving? Just
Joe,
based on what you know about him and him in front of you.
You should be driving one of those box cars in like a lime green.
Like a Kia Soul?
A Soul in a lime green. Okay.
I could never.
Yeah, that'll be $50.
Are you in a sedan? Are you in the sedan that's out there, the blue one?
Yeah.
Blue you is not your color. Blue is not your color. It's making the bags under your eyes bigger when you're riding down the road.
TJ, the consultant.
I'm ready.
What town should Hope be living in?
That's a great consultant service, too.
What town you should live in?
I can come and tell you what town you look like you should live in.
Okay, what town should I live in?
You should be back in Henrietta.
Why?
Because that's where, you know, I don't know. We can tell somebody east side, west side.
East side, west side's easy.
You look like you need a lot of land. You probably should go, I don't know, south of Avon. Livingston County area.
It's my people. All right. Yeah. I got another service you could offer up. Phones. You could recommend specific phones. First, you got your Android versus your Apple.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're in the Android land, there's so many options.
Okay.
There's the easy ones. There's like Mama J has trouble with electronics.
Yes.
So like, what is the one that the phone that they advertise for the older folks?
The Jitterbug?
The Jitterbug. Yes. You could be like, Mama J, this Jitterbug would be a great opportunity for you to expand your horizons.
I got to spread it out to 2 hours without taking a breath.
Well,
so I can really charge them the big bucks.
That was all small talk with you, right, Hope?
No,
it was.
She was going through and explaining all of the colors.
Like, I need an explanation.
It was educational.
Sell this.
She was like a college professor.
School is in session. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Billy Kidd, Hope TJ, intern Joe's in the house as well.
I really think that Duke, the dog, has changed Hope. I just have to say this. You know, I'm a huge dog lover. I've always had a dog in my life. So I know the benefits of having a dog. Like, I'm really needy for my dogs. I am. They get on me all the time. You know, even my own mother's like, you know, I can't believe you let both those dogs up on that chair with you. And I'm like, yeah.
They're my babies.
I need them. I need them on me when I sleep. I need them on me when I'm sitting in my chair. I'm just needy for them. So I know how it changes a person. But Hope, when this whole thing went down and she was like, I don't know, I think I'm going to get a dog, it's totally changed her.
Look, when she started sending us pictures of the dog from the pound that she was going to, quote, visit.
Yes.
At that moment, we knew you were getting this dog.
I mean,
I want to pet that dog.
How has it changed? I'm asking you a question that I already know the answer to, but emotional support. Like, I know you were like, okay, so I walk a lot by myself on trails locally when I hike, so I'll feel safer with Duke. But I'm seeing just like this fun, loving, like having a child side of you. And it's really refreshing, I think. How do you feel about it? Do you feel the change?
I don't know that I've noticed a difference.
Really? I have.
I have.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll throw something else on there. You work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You work a lot here. You got a very busy side hustle that you're involved with. And I mean, you would randomly talk about, I did this over the weekend or something like that, but it was always work-related stories.
Mm-hmm.
And the pictures you're posting on our Facebook page, you're just out living life and Duke is part of it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know that you would have been doing some of those things had Duke not been there by your side.
Like, yeah, that's true. Like every single thing that I would leave my house to do revolved around a side hustle.
Right.
Or like around work. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to go here to enjoy going here.
Right. Now you have, oh, well, I'll walk Duke. I have to take Duke out. Mm-hmm. But it gets you out as well. And so it's so funny to me because she posted this video of Duke like getting sprayed with water. And it's just the most adorable thing. I watched it like five times.
Just living life. Just,
the emotional support for me. But I mean, studies show that just petting your dog lowers your cortisol and your stress levels. I mean, it's proven.
Maybe I need a dog.
You do.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.